Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is March the 6th, Friday, 2015. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to be speaking about adjectives ending in ing and adjectives ending in ed. So the difference between them and I'm going to give you some examples as well. Before I start, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list and subscribe via email. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. So you can listen to us from your iPhone or iPad or whatever smartphone you're using. So, well, this is it. Let's get straight down to business now and let's start describing, or maybe I could start by giving you some examples of adjectives that can take both endings. Like you could say interesting, but you could also say interested. There are some different pronunciations here, some depending on the case, some people might prefer to say interesting. Anyway, tiring is another example, and tired. So you feel tired, and because you had a very tiring day, or you watched a very interesting movie last night, or you could say, I was very interested in that movie. What's the difference here between adjectives ending in ing and adjectives ending in ed? We use ing in order to describe something or someone. So you can say that a movie is very boring or a movie is very interesting, or even someone. You could say that a person is very interesting or very boring. So that's when we use ing. Now, we use ed, so adjectives ending in ed, when we are referring to how someone feels. So where this is more about feelings. So you could say that you are very tired today because you had you worked a lot. Or you could say that you are not satisfied with your job. So I'm not satisfied with my job. Or, coming back to ing, my job is not satisfying. So some other examples here. Surprised, surprising. It was surprising that he passed the exam. So you were expecting that he failed. So it was surprising that he passed the exam. So the adjective surprising here. Versus everybody was surprised that he passed the exam. So that's how everybody felt. Everybody was surprised that he passed the exam. Disappointed, you could also say. You can feel disappointed. Or we were disappointed with the movie. We expected it to be much better. So the movie was very disappointing. We expected it to be much better. So remember, you use ing when you are describing something or someone. And we use ed in or adjectives ending in ed when you are referring to how someone feels. So we're talking about feeling. Let me give you a couple of other examples. And then you make a decision then. If I have the following question, are you, and then I have the options interesting or interested in football. So are you interesting or are you interested in football? What would you say is the correct form of the adjective in this case? Yes, you're right. It's supposed to be with ED. Are you interested in football? Because I'm talking about how you feel about football. Another one. Let's go to another example. The new project sounds, and then I have the two options, exciting and excited, or excited. So the new project sounds exciting, or the new project sounds excited. Which one is the correct form? Yes, you're right. It's the first form, the ing. Why? Because we are describing the project here. We're not talking about how you feel. We're talking about the project itself. So the new project sounds exciting. I'm looking forward to working on it. And one last example to finish. Let me start. I had never expected to get the job. I was really, and then I have the options, amazing or amazed when I was offered it. Again, I had never expected to get the job. I was really amazing when I was offered it, or I was really amazed when I was offered it. So, which is the correct form in this case here? Yes, you're right. I was really amazed, because that's how you felt when you were offered the job. So this is it. I hope you understood clearly that when we use adjectives ending in ing when we want to describe something or someone, and we use adjectives ending in ed when we are referring to how someone feels. Again, you can come to the webpage of this podcast at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email to the email list, and you can subscribe via Stitcher or iTunes or any other podcatcher you might be using to reach us. I hope you're all learning something. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time. Bye.